There is enough fodder here for many fires, but we will not light too many fires. We prefer not to light any at all. But there are several things here that you have heard before, and I will repeat them. It's very common in the South when you say to somebody, do you have enough water? Do you have enough this or that or the other? That people repeat, I am good. That's ridiculous. There is no one good but God. Don't say that. That's hypocrisy, and it's a lie. There is no one but God who is good. Most definitely not any of us here is good. We're at the very least, or very most, horrible sinners, and no better than that. And we don't do much about it either. Then we have this young man that was really living a very good life as far as a Jew was concerned. Very virtuous, as he says, I have been observing all these things since my youth. In other words, his childhood. And then our Lord looked at him and said, well, there's one more thing you have to do. You have to sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And of course, in those days, there was no Social Security or any of that other stuff that do indeed help the poor, whether we like it or not. If it weren't for those things, a lot of people would be starving to death on the streets, like in Calcutta. And so, but that wasn't enough. That's not what our Lord meant. Because when our Lord calls us, and some of you may be called, some of you not, he wants everything. And of course, we have some of our spiritual sons and daughters, mostly sons. Women are very difficult today, I don't know why, who have given up everything. And you know who they are, I don't need to say their name. And now they are dealing with whatever God gives to them. And God will give them much more than they gave up. And they will be happier in their life following Christ than they were in the world with all the titles and honors and money and so forth. And that goes for all of us, ultimately. And then we continue with the camel, the eye of the needle, which, of course, it was one of the doors of Jerusalem. A very small door was called the eye of a needle. And it was difficult for camels to get through it. They have to be pushed. I'm glad I don't have to do that. Camels can be nasty and very stinky. But they had to do it. If you heard it, camels, then that was your job. And so our Lord used that as an example. In other words, it's very, very difficult. For those who think that going to heaven is easy, they are fooling themselves and no one else. And the apostle said, well, then who can be saved? And our Lord says, for man, it is impossible, but nothing is impossible for God, as we see in the mysteries, the joyful mysteries of the rosary, when the Annunciation comes and the angel tells Mary, your cousin Elizabeth, who was not her first cousin, it was her second or third cousin, she was in her 70s, Mary was 13 or 14, and now this cousin who was thought to be barren is with child. For nothing is impossible to God. So remember that when you are in need and trial and tribulation, nothing is impossible to God. And God wants us here till he doesn't. And then that day we will just drop. And that's it. Whatever God wills, thanks be to God. But there are many other things. This weekend, tomorrow we have the 107th anniversary of the miracle of the sun. And of course we will speak more about it tomorrow. And you've heard about it. I don't need to tell you everything. But how can you imagine that? Now, I've seen the miracle of the sun. No, I wasn't there in 1917. I'm not that old, as you very well know. I'm only 29. However, when we celebrated the anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Revelation in Rome to a man who wanted to stab the Pope to death, Venerable Pius XII. This is in the 1940s. When we celebrated that anniversary, all of a sudden, and there were thousands of people there in the cave where she appeared, and she loves caves for whatever reason, and all of a sudden, I noticed myself, and I said, why is everything around me purple and violet and green and gold and red? And then I looked up, and it was the miracle of the sun. And that was just a few years ago. Nothing is impossible for God. So don't say it is. Don't be incredulous, but believe. And today, we have a very special day too. And please pray for my home country of Spain. It is the main holy day of Spain, along with that of St. Joseph and St. James the Greater. And St. James is involved in this day. After the gift of Pentecost, St. James went to Spain with his disciples. All the apostles gathered disciples on their own. They never went alone. Even today in the Legion of Mary, they're supposed to go two by two, never alone. There is a lot of more power in numbers and safety in numbers. You never know what is going to happen. And so he had disciples, and he went to Portugal and Spain and preached and preached and preached. And most people thought, what is he saying? Who cares? We don't believe this nonsense. This is too much for us. This is very familiar today when we see more and more churches that are being closed. In one diocese in New York, they're closing like 45 churches just now, this fall. They're empty. They have no money to pay for the electric bills. I mean, impossible to believe. And of course, they have not had a good bishop in 60 years. That's what the problem is. Whoever the bishop or the priest is, that's what's going to happen. And of course, the liturgy, if all kinds of idiocies and nonsense happens, that's what's going to happen. And so, they're being closed. So the apostle and his disciples, they were camping at night by the river Ebro near the camp that was known as Cesaro Augusta, Caesar Augustus, which in Spanish would be translated later to Zaragoza. And all of a sudden a light came, for nothing is impossible to God. And all of a sudden, this beautiful jasper column with Our Lady. Now this is the year 40. Our Lady was still alive. Our Lord was in heaven. The ascension already took place. But the Lady comes down with the baby Jesus in her arms. Nothing is impossible for God. And she tells them, I will bless your efforts. Do not give up. Never give up. No matter what. I will bless your efforts. And Spain and Portugal shall be converted. And as long as they hold to the faith, I will be with them. Now, she did put a condition. As long as they hold to the faith. The faith in Portugal and Spain is almost all gone, except that there are hundreds of thousands of young people today that are going back to tradition. And they go in processions from one city to the other. And those who do not want this, they're trying to stop them, but they can't stop them. They say, you can't go and say Mass in the church. So what do? They set up altars in the countryside and say Mass out there. They can't do anything about that. Nothing is impossible to God. So Our Lady of the Pillar appeared to them. The pillar is still there in Zaragoza. I have been privileged to say Mass there. I have been privileged to touch the pillar several times in my life. It's very difficult, but it's not totally impossible. And the sign of the Blessed Mother's blessing still remains. And the faith still remains, even though many of the clergy have abandoned it totally, like it is in this country as well. Incredible that this should happen. But yet God is not going to be outdone. Do not think for one second that the devil is going to win. Nothing is impossible to God, but he's trying us, you and me, our faith and our resolve to follow him and to follow her. So today we honor and celebrate Our Lady of the Pillar, the first apparition of Our Lady in 40 AD. And we honor tomorrow Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, who made the sun dance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.